37. I heard the noise of the plane coming into land. I ran across the airstrip and was in time to watch Arkady getting out, carrying an esky. The golden mop of Marion's hair followed. She looked deliriously happy. She was in another flowered cotton dress, no less ragged than the others. "Hey," I shouted, "this is wonderful." "Hello, old mate," Arkady smiled. He dropped the esky to the ground and drew us both into one of his Russian hugs. "Let me introduce you to the Memsahib," he said.
"The what?"
"The Memsahib."
"Married?"
"Yes."
"When?"
3 days ago," said Marion, "and we missed you and missed you."
"That is a piece of news."
"Isn't it?" she giggled. "It was a bit sudden."
"I thought you were married," I said severely to Arkady.
"Was married," said Arkady, "but the day I left I went home to change, and there was this fat envelope on the doormat. I thought it looked oppressively official. Leave it," I said to myself. Then it occurred to me my divorce might have come through, and that was it. "I showered," he went on. "I changed, I mixed myself a drink, and relaxed into the sensation of being a free man. A fly had got into the studio, and I kept looking at this bloody fly and saying to myself, 'Now I'm free, there's something I've got to do.' But I couldn't think what it was."
Marion stuck out her tongue.
"Honestly, I couldn't," he grinned. "Then I jumped up, spilled the drink, and shouted, 'I know, marry Marion.'"
The three of us were walking towards Rolf's caravan. The pilot had gone to fetch the mailbag from the store, and when he left, Rolf ran after us.
"Rolf," I called once he was in earshot, "these two are married."
"It had to happen one day," he said.
He had to stand on tiptoe when he kissed them both. I had scarcely noticed the clean-shaven, middle-aged Aboriginal who had also come on the plane and was tagging along behind Arkady.
"Who's he?" I asked.
"Tell it not in Gath," Arkady whispered. "He's the spokesman for the Amadeus mob. He's got tied as his Turingas in his briefcase. I think I may have fixed it."
When we reached the caravan, Rolf went into a whirlwind of activity, arranged 5 camping chairs in a circle, and set about making coffee. The man from Amadeus stood watching, but within a couple of minutes, Limpy appeared out of nowhere and, with a very friendly gesture, escorted him to the camp.
"Now," said Rolf, pouring the coffee, "more about the wedding. Well, I got my divorce papers, and I went over to this lady's house and found 2 of her unworthy admirers in the kitchen, very ratty-looking, and more so when they saw me. So I called her out into the passage and whispered in her ear. She nearly knocked me sideways with the force of her acceptance."
"Very romantic story," said Rolf.
"A credit to you both." "The lady," Arkady went on, "then strode into the kitchen, and with a positively beatific smile said, 'Out, sorry, we're busy, out.'"
"So they went," Marion giggled. "There's not much more to say. He went off to Darwin, I fixed up the house, I moped, he came back, there was a ceremony, a party, and now we're here."
"All the news is good," said Arkady. "It's good news, fingers crossed, on the Titus front. It's good for Hanlon, non-malignant blockage. It's good about the railway. They've looked again at the budget and can't see a way to build the bugger. Work's at a standstill. I'm out of a job, but who cares?"
"And you know who hexed it?" I said.
"Old Alan," said Arkady.
"Perhaps he sang it away."
"How's the writing?" he asked.
"The usual mess," I said.
"Don't be so gloomy," said Marion. "We've got a lovely fish for supper."
In the esky, there was a 4-pound barramunda and herbs to grill it with. They had also slipped in 2 bottles of white from the Wynn Vineyard in South Australia.
"Hey," I said, "that is special. Where did you get it?"
"Influence," said Arkady.
"Where's Wendy?"
Marion turned to Rolf.
"Off with the kids getting bush tucker," he said.
About 5 minutes later, Wendy drove up at the wheel of her old Land Rover. The back was crammed with grinning children, some of whom were dangling goannas by the tail.
"These two," said Rolf, "are married."
"Oh, but how wonderful!"
She jumped down and threw herself into Marion's arms, and Arkady then joined in. Counting Estrella, we were a party of 6 at supper. We ate and laughed and drank and told ridiculous stories. Estrella was a fund of the absurd. Her favourite character was the Catholic Bishop of the Kimberleys, who had once been a U-boat commander and now fancied himself as an air ace.
This man, she said, is a fenomeno, un maravilla. He flies his aeroplano into middle of cumulonimbus to see which way up or downside he come out.
After coffee, I went to clear up the caravan for the newlyweds. Arkady started up the land cruiser. He wanted to leave for Titus at 8.
Can I come this time? I asked.
He winked at Marion.
Sure you can come, she said.
We watched them go off to bed. They were two people made in heaven for each other. They had been hopelessly in love since the day they met, yet had gradually crept into their shells, glancing away deliberately in despair, as if it were too good never to be, until suddenly the reticence and the anguish had melted, and what should have been long ago now was. The night was clear and warm. Wendy and I dragged her bedstead outside the lockup. She showed me how to focus the telescope and, before dropping off, I travelled around the Southern Cross.